Your financial stress is not uncommon. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Sharing financial stress takes courage. The enemy wants to isolate you and convince you that you're a failure. Rebuke those lies and turn to the Lord. We all need the body of Christ. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." It takes humility to vulnerably share your financial pain. However, you'll discover that you're not the only one with this burden. God comforts us so we can comfort others. Unless you share, you won't know the blessing of brothers and sisters coming alongside to identify with you and walk you through your pain. C.S. Lewis said, "Friendship is born at that moment when one person says to another, 'What? You too? I thought I was the only one.'" Ask God to bring people who will encourage and strengthen you. Attend church, join a small group or a Sunday school class. Fill your mind with truth and fight the attacks of the enemy. Be vulnerable with people you know you can trust. True friends will walk the journey with you. Ann and I are in a small group of three couples. We share our burdens and pray for each other because we all want to finish well. We've seen God work in miraculous ways. Now He can work in your life too. In my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that could happen. In fact, many are unfolding before our very eyes. A gray swan's an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal in the book is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. The ebook is available now at Amazon.com.